Welcome to the Danny Kyle Open Stage, folks. And I've got another lovely young lady with us. I believe originally from Englandshire, but she's residing in Edinburgh just now. And it's Eve Simpson. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Liz. You all right?
We're doing fine. So which part of England did you migrate to Scotland from?
So I'm from South Shields originally, so still very much a sand dancer. But I moved up to Edinburgh in 2018 for university, and I'm in my last year now and planning on staying here for a little while.
Oh, that's good. We like to have talent like yours in Scotland.
Oh, thank you. No, I feel very welcome here, which is lovely.
Yeah, it's great. Now, you've been recording and you had a single out just last year, was it?
Yeah, so it's coming out on the 18th of February. It's my first single being released in a little while, called I Can See a Face. Mm-hmm. And that was recorded at the SEE Institute in Glasgow with my good pal, Scott Turnbull, who was producing it and also played guitar in it, etc., alongside me. So I'm really excited for that. The song was actually written in a student flat overlooking the Salisbury Crags. And it's all about the crag sort of warping itself into this childlike configuration and coming to life. So it's nice to have my first release out in a while, very much about Scottish landscapes and imagination, escapism, and sort of that kind of magic that you have when you're a child. It's nice to return to that.
Oh, definitely. I think we're all nowadays.
Yeah, and it was also needed for me to escape. Yeah.
Could I ask you to charge us with the first track you want us to play?
Yeah, so this is what I've just been talking about. It's called I Can See a Face. It was written by myself, and the musicians you hear playing on it is myself, Scott Turnbull, Erin Ray, and Will Hammond.
Gorgeous. That's a beautiful track, so thank you for that one. And are you bringing this out on an album or an EP?
It's a standalone single for now to sort of test the water after a break from releasing. I'm getting back into gigging in a few weeks' time. We're going to have a launch gig in Edinburgh at the Peanut Press Cafe for the song. And then I'm going to sort of reflect on the response I've got. And then I'm getting straight back in the studio at the end of February to hopefully record some of the home demos that I've also submitted.
Excellent. Well, start us now with your second track you would like us to play.
Yeah, so this is a track called All Her Strange. So I recorded this actually in my bathroom in South Shields, in my family home. I did all of it myself. It's a demo track. It's all about kind of feeling a bit like you've lost confidence in a new setting. I kind of wrote it all about my first couple of years in Edinburgh and about that journey of sort of turning 21, 22 and actually realising how young I am and how much I've got to learn, got to grow, how much I learn from other people. So that's what that song's about. So yeah.
Beautiful. You're just a young whippersnapper. You've got plenty of time. And the next one that you would like us to play for you, the third track.
Yeah, this one's called Happy People. Again, it's a home demo, so recorded in my bathroom in Shields. And what I love about this one is it's kind of goes away a little bit from the traditional English Scottish folk style of the others. It sort of brings in my influences of like choral singing, which I did a little bit growing up, as well as classical guitar, which I just love to listen to on a day-to-day basis anyway. And it's all about kind of the demonization of individuals who have quite severe mental health issues in society, in education, in the health sector, etc. So it follows the storyline of a group of individuals who maybe feel, I guess, isolated from society. And it's very much fueled by my own experiences of my own mental health and mental health condition too. So it's a little bit different, the style is different, but it was really nice to experiment with and explore that part of my identity as well, which I hadn't done before in my songwriting.
Yeah, over the years, I often find that songs and tunes that come out of adversity are so strong and powerful that you pass it on to other people and they can grab hope from it. So well done in that beautiful song as well.
Thank you.
And I'm sad to say it's your last track. What would you like us to play?
Yeah, so finally, this is the last little home demo. It's called Tyne. Again, recorded in my bathroom in Shields. And it's very simplistic arrangement. It's just me, my voice, and the guitar. And it's all about growing up on the Newcastle music scene in my mid to late adolescence. I used to gig 2-3 times a week sometimes in and around Newcastle, in bands by myself. And it's all about that sense of nostalgia. When the world started to stand still as a result of COVID, I was looking back on how much fun I had gigging and then going out with the people I was gigging, but also all the stories of individuals that I'd met, like at that time, how many of them have become friends, and how much I missed that sense of community within a grassroots music scene. When I did move away from it, and I suppose a longing to find that, and I am beginning to find that in Edinburgh. Very much an ode to Newcastle, that song. Very traditional folk song style, but I love it. Little bit of my heart to leave you on.
Oh, absolutely gorgeous. Well, we want to thank you so much for bringing your music to the Danny Kyle Open Stage. Look forward to hearing you come back into the studio, and of course we hope to see you live out there.
Yeah, so, fingers crossed.
Keep the music going, and thank you so much indeed for coming to the Danny Kyle Open Stage and sharing it with us.
Thanks very much, Liz. Take care.
Yeah. the cracks. I swear it just saw me. Maybe I'm a bluebird I keep writing about. Maybe I'm obsessed with my self-doubt. Tell me, is it raining where you are? I miss the meadows and my Edinburgh heart. Maybe I want children, but I think I'm too young. Only realized my youth when I turned 21. Tell me, do you compromise your days, wishing away what you can't change? Oh, she's off again, writing without her pen, in all her strange. But just leave her be, let her be happy, let her be. Hemingway. All these words sound the same, but they kinda change me. I cannot change. Maybe I've gone wrong by people I should have loved. Tried best to impress whatever God I thought was above. Maybe I'm growing into my own skin. I'm accepting that all I wanna do is sing. Oh, she's off again, writing without her pen, and all is strange. Just leave her be, let her be happy, let her be free. Now I've not read enough to know what to say, so please don't like Hemingway. Can it change me? I cannot change. Tell me, is it raining where you are? I miss the meadows in my Edinburgh heart. Line them up, the happy people, with their backs to us all, saying graces with false faces, their intent too close to call. Only silent from the fingers, they cannot shout anymore. In a listen into desperate wishing, who are they happy for?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hack the knives, tailor the sword, so when it cuts, we force the blow. Responsibility. City bars and my old car, I passed off playing and drinking under rage. I wonder what became of him, a prodigy of Zeppelin. Had to take a job that pays. Not a thing has changed since I've gone, but I don't recognize my own name. Staring you right in the face. 'Cause there are angels hiding in their raincoats, riding on the north coast. I felt them with my eyes, and they show me mercy when I drift from this sea. Reminds me of my history that I cannot deny. Trust and you'll be fine. I can't shake the guilt I have, and even the golden sand that I have danced on one too many times. The friends that are family, the people who really love me, and the strain in this community. They fell out a year ago, one wanted to stay, the other to go. Haven't talked since Blythe went blue. But the strain on the working man, in a way that only they can. But they don't give a shit about me or you. Not a thing has changed since I've gone, but I don't recognize my own name. Turns out the place where you belong is staring you right in the face. 'Cause there are angels hiding in their raincoats, I drift from this sea reminds me of my history that I cannot rewrite.